This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
We're a year on from last year's Oscars, or last year's Oscar season at the start of it. Is there anything that stands out to you guys as maybe a film that was especially successful, or one that maybe didn't get the praise it deserved?
I'd say the one that didn't get the praise, well, it got the critical praise that it deserved, which was Arrival, but it did not get the award success which I was hoping for.
Yeah, so let's talk about Arrival. I think that's actually a really good one to talk about. And can I just start by saying, thank God for the best sound editing category.
Yeah.
Being able to win Arrival and Oscar.
Yeah, it was a truly amazing film, I thought. I went in with quite, well, no expectations. I hadn't heard a lot about it. Went in with my 60-year-old dad. Both loved it. And then we saw Nocturnal Animals like 2 weeks later, and Amy Adams just like rocked 2016. She had an amazing.
Yeah,
she really did.
I haven't seen Nocturnal Animals, but I was really surprised that she didn't get a nomination for Arrival because,
right?
You might not think it was that good, but I've read the short story that that film is based on as well.
I'd love to read that.
It's fantastic. It's Story of Your Life by Ted Chiang, and I can't spoil Arrival, but some of the things that she goes through, the emotions that she has to portray on screen, you find it so believable, and I thought that was such a good job. Like, no one else was doing that year, so she's the sort of best actress in my heart of last year.
No, she is in mine as well. She's had 5 Oscar nominations now, and if you ask me, I think she should be on at least 6 or 7. It was really weird that she didn't get nominated for either, and it Mark Kermode says it was down to them not being able to decide which one to nominate
for. Yeah, kind of split the vote almost.
But if you ask me, that makes no sense. Like, have people just not forgiven her for Enchanted or something? Is that maybe why, like, her portrayal of Giselle in Enchanted just hasn't managed to win her an Oscar? I don't know. I feel like I'm worried she's going to end up being Leo and get the Oscar for the film that maybe wasn't her greatest performance, but the one she was ready to receive.
It was such a warm surprise, Arrival. When I heard that Denis Villeneuve was going to be in charge of the Blade Runner sequel, like, suddenly no issues with that idea at all.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has a free pass for life, and Arrival just absolutely cemented it, because Sicario was a great film, a great, great film, but then Arrival comes along and it just blew everything out of the water. Because if you ask me, it's not even a sci-fi. It's a film about language and communication, and I like the idea that They say at first, oh, we have to teach them English. And I like that that flips. And instead, it's not that they have to learn English. It's that Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner's characters have to start learning the alien language instead.
Yeah.
And I think it almost turns this sort of English sort of everyone needs to speak my language on its head a bit. And it makes people realise, actually, let's communicate with them in their own language. We'll understand them better that way.
And like Heptapod, it's called Heptapod A is the spoken language, I think, and Heptapod B is the written language from the story. And I think it's really interesting that it's a completely different style of language. I think, I can't remember the correct term, it's like logograms or something like that. And the way it's all presented and everything, it's like they have to learn 2 different things at once, writing and speaking and reading and communicating. And it is really a language film.
Yeah, and it's the incredible thing where they can write in full sentences just instantly. So
yes.
They can just... And that's incredible. Just the concept itself is just incredible.
And the main tension of the film is simply the audience knowing that people can be stupid and make bad decisions, and you're just hoping against hope that the people in the boardrooms don't make the bad decision that we assume that they will because of what we see on the news.
Yeah, it's so relevant to what's going on as well. This idea, it's like, are we going to pull together or just absolutely dissolve into chaos? Yeah.
And it couldn't have any idea that it would be relevant. It just happened at that perfect moment.
Yeah. What did you guys think of Jeremy Renner in it as well?
Really good.
Yeah,
he didn't try and be too showy. He just, a great supporting role.
That's exactly I agree.
I thought it was just a really honest performance. I think he gets this sort of opinion now that he's Hawkeye and he's the Jason Bourne fill-in. And then, if you ask me in this, I think he gave new depth. And then I think he carried that through into Wind River as well.
Yeah.
And I think he could be on a sort of winning streak now. He's moving away from the commercial blockbuster side to his career, and he's showing like a versatile acting side. Mm.
I know, I just like to see him given some really meaty material and to be thrown into the foreground, and because I'm sure he'll be able to handle it really well.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to watch, actually, I think, yeah.
So I think we're all pretty unanimous that Arrival is perhaps one that maybe should have won more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's hard with the Oscars because it's like, is there anything it can really actually win for in such a competitive sort of category? So yeah, again, I say, like, thank God for best sound editing. Let's talk about Moonlight. What were your guys' thoughts? Were you guys happy when you saw that Moonlight was managed to clinch it?
Yeah, I really was, personally.
I hadn't seen it. I only saw it this week, finally. But having seen it now, because it was on Amazon Prime recently, I absolutely believe it. It should have won, for sure. It just brought the most that was new to the table, I felt, out of all of the nominations. And that deserves, you know, recognition. So.
Yeah, I think it's really good to see something that sort of breathes its own originality actually get the praise and credit it deserves. I feel like sometimes there's this sort of generic Oscar bait winner like each year, and I think we all thought it was written in the stars for La La Land, and up until after the award was given, it was. So I think to have that shocking twist at the end, I think it was just what Barry Jenkins, the director, and of course everyone involved needed. Like, it showed that you can make a film like this, and it is possible to get the recognition that it quite rightly deserves. It was so cinematic.
It really was. That's what struck me when I first saw it. Because you go in with this expectation of what a film about lower economic classes in hardened Miami is going to look like, and then it's just so profoundly beautiful, and the sound design, and you have it was overwhelming, really, the first time I saw it, and it took kind of that first act, because it's set up into the three act structure, for me to warm into it, and then just appreciate it for a film about a boy and those around him, and it was staggeringly beautiful, I thought.
Yeah, and the way it frames its environment as well, like, it's not a nice setting for the film, but I feel like the way it deals with it is so, like, it's so well handled, and it's so well captured, like, this little boy and his progression into adolescence and then into adulthood, that, I don't know, you kind of almost, like, give in to the surroundings, and, like, you do see, like, the beauty, and, like, the scene where he's learning to swim in the sea and everything. Like, I just think so well captured, and yeah, I really think it deserves praise there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I feel the biggest thing for me, actually, was that I kind of just forgot that I was watching a film. Like, there were times, because I'm a creative writer, from a writing standpoint, I was like, this is symbolic, here's this bit of symbolism, I need this to progress with the story. Like, I understood things as they were going on. But after a time, and especially in the third act, it was just like you were watching people, and I just completely forgot that. And I absolutely have to give a shout out to, was it Naomi Harris, I think, was his mum?
Yeah.
I did not recognise her. I was sat with my housemate, like, I recognise his mother, and I just could not get
Miss
it.
Miss Moneypenny.
Yeah, I couldn't
so
believe
versatile.
It. Could not believe it. Absolutely fantastic.
And she shot that in 3 days.
Did she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because of scheduling conflicts.
Oh my God.
Mad. She's so amazing. Gonna.
Yeah, to get an Oscar nomination for 3 days' work. Mm. I didn't know that. That is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mahershala Ali as well. Just astounding. He was so good.
Well, the thing is, I put money on Dev Patel winning Best Supporting Actor. I put money on it. He won the BAFTA. And then Mahershala Ali won, who, by the way, is the first Muslim to win an Oscar as well.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Didn't know
which
that.
Which is pretty amazing. At least, I think it's in history. It may just be in the best acting category, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think that was pretty groundbreaking news. And I think he does deserve it on a second watch. Because he is an anti-hero, and he does have that, but he has that presence on screen that sort of brings that sort of comfort, and you just kind of need it with such a vulnerable character. He brings something to it that makes you just feel very calm and very relaxed.
I think more than just watching people is watching friends, in the sense that you know all of their flaws and you don't care.
Yeah.
And that's what's when I walked out of the cinema and I realised I liked every single character, even though each one of them had done, well, to varying degrees, bad things.
Yeah.
That's when I realised how amazing a film it was.
I think it's time we talk about La La Land. Now, I feel like it's getting to the stage now. Now the hype's gone. And we're another year in new Oscar season. People are kind of beginning to turn the other cheek to La La Land, and I feel like when I speak to people now about it, they're kind of umming and ahhing whether they actually liked it or whether they got caught up in hype. So, what did you guys think of La La Land?
Who wants to go first?
I don't mind. Do you want to go?
I'll go. So I watched La La Land last night, and so with all the hype in mind, it was absolutely fine. Exceptionally well made, and just things like the transition shots, like they go from a musical piece back into the scene extremely well. And all they do is just tune the lighting in the actual set rather than... I really loved all of that. And the colour design as well, although Baby Driver was better. But but the main issue with it, and it's a big issue, is the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone was exceptionally bland. Well, her character was bland. Her acting of the character was very good.
Oscar-worthy, some would say.
Some, not all. Ryan Gosling's character was extraordinarily annoying. He was, he's every hipster that you meet in a cafe. And it annoyed me to heck.
Are you talking about, just to clarify, are you talking about Sebastian, his character, or are you talking about Ryan Gosling?
I love Ryan Gosling,
okay,
normally.
Okay, he's so we're talking about Sebastian.
Okay. No, he should not be successful. He doesn't deserve it.
I think I really agree with that. I think that all the technical stuff was really good. I saw this with my mum a while ago on our TV at home, so you'll have to forgive my memory slightly. But I remember thinking that I was really impressed by all the stuff you said, like the transitions they do to move from the musical scenes back into dialogue scenes and things like that, and the way that's all kind of built in. I thought the cinematography was really good. Like, it's beautiful to look at, I will say that about it. But I agree, the characters for me just completely fell down, as did the story. I just did not know what Emma Stone's character was. She was incredibly bland. The only thing I remember from it is she is trying to write, and Ryan Gosling says, you know, because she's stuck for ideas, she just says, oh, just write something as interesting as you. And I just remember sitting there and going, and what's interesting about her exactly? And I just couldn't quite get on board with that, like, at all. She also seemed to write a one-woman show in about 5 minutes somehow. She sort of sat down with a pen and a piece of paper, and then she had a one-woman show suddenly. And I don't know, as someone who does writing for a degree, I found that incredibly unbelievable.
But yeah. They have this horrid obsession with Paris as well, which reminded me of like a 21st century Woody Allen films.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame, because it was supposed to remind you of Casablanca.
Was it? Is that what they...
Yeah, I think there was deep parallels to Casablanca, the idea of the love that can't exist.
No, no, not even that, because they mention Paris later. But I jotted down notes throughout watching it, and within the first half a page I was talking about how they'd designed the sets to be Parisian and the colours to resemble French musical as well.
Isn't there a point as well, like in the final sequence of it's whatever is going on in the final sequence that we won't spoil, I suppose, but they sort of go through like an impressionist painting looking style set.
Yeah.
That's very, yeah.
I feel like that with regards to that final scene, that's them saying, this wasn't a traditional musical, this was a 21st century musical. If you wanted a traditional musical, here's how it would have looked. And
no,
in that little montage, they give you a little a glimmer of the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers period.
I understand
the Gene
that,
Kelly period.
But...
I'm not defending it. That's just... That,
no.
Is objectively,
that
I think,
final
they,
scene was just
did.
To say, please let us get best cinematography. Nothing else. It was that final scene annoyed me enormously. I was
okay. Well, I suppose for the cynics out there, I suppose you can agree with that.
I really enjoyed the film as well, and I enjoyed that final scene. It just had no, it didn't fit into the actual plot at all.
With regard to what you're saying about the film and its treatment of Parisian culture, would you say that it is an accurate representation of Parisian culture, or is it the Hollywood ideal? Because I feel like
Hollywood puts
Paris in a bubble, on a pedestal, as this glamorous, fashionable, just incredible, romantic place.
Yeah.
And I feel like a film like La La Land that's trying to be glamorous, fashionable and romantic, I feel like it probably wants that. But it doesn't want to represent or like recreate Paris, but create that sense of awe that a Western audience will have when they watch.
And that's totally valid. But I don't think that you can just push it in at the end for the 5 minutes. I think either do Midnight in Paris, which is a fine film.
Fantastic film.
Mm.
Or do a modern day musical with all these issues of the economy and whatever, and Emma Stone not being able to write, but suddenly she can.
Lizzie, is there a film for you that you think goes above all and maybe deserves a final mention or an honourable mention?
I think absolutely Hello, High Water for me is that film this year. I haven't seen Manchester by the Sea yet, which I know got the best screenplay. But having seen Hello, High Water, I think I watched it Tuesday this week. The screenplay...
For the first time?
First time. I desperately wanted to see it for ages, and I couldn't get out to the cinemas to go see it because I was busy. I was at work all the time and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
it was an awkward time. It was sort of a late summer release.
And so. I had it on my Amazon list. I was ready to go when it came on Prime, and I got it, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I just thought, the way, for me, it was the best kind of storytelling of the year. The way they kind of weave in...
Completely agree.
The narrative is so subtle, and there are things that characters say to each other that at the time, you don't know that they're foreshadowing, and then kind of when you see events unfold, you kind of have this real realization of like, oh, that's exactly where that was always going to go. And I thought that was fantastic. Just for anyone who doesn't kind of know, it's about sort of two brothers who are kind of robbing banks, essentially played by Ben Foster and Chris Pine.
Yep.
Ben Foster's so good in this film.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely fantastic. And I was really quite impressed by Chris Pine, actually.
So was I. This is Captain Kirk on another level. Like, who thought? Whoever knew that by doing so little, you could do so much?
Yeah, like, I remember, like, I started it on...
Ryan Gosling.
Very true.
I remember I started watching it on, like, campus in a break and then came home and finished it. And I texted my housemate and I was just like, apparently the way to make Chris Pine a really good actor is just to make him a lot quieter and, like, Texan, apparently. And just, he's so subtle in this film. And, like, I'm normally not a Chris Pine fan. He's, like, I like him as Kirk, but he's often these kind of, like, very twinkly-eyed love interests all out there, big personality. Mm. And just to see him so subdued in this... I forgot I was watching Chris Pine sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, two brothers play by them who start robbing banks. We won't say why, because that's fantastic when you find out from the film.
Yeah, and trust me, you won't know why for a long time.
Oh, you
as
will
well.
Not.
This is sophisticated storytelling. The way there is so little exposition, the events just unravel and you're expected to be smart enough to keep up. And that to me is just the best kind of film.
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Can I give the score of the film a shout out?
Go for it.
Which was composed by Warren Ellis and Nick Cave. And I have not seen the film, but I've listened to the score and it's pretty fantastic.